This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. That's the wrong thing. Why did that happen? Bear with me. That was actually laughter. Let's try Franklin Armory again.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Have we still got Keita? We still got Keita. We got you, Keita? She just sent me some sort of a text saying, call her back. Well, today is Weaponized Woman. I don't know exactly. Keita has a surprise guest for us. I don't exactly know who or what it's going to be. This is the drama of live radio. This is starting out so well today. But it's bound to happen every now and again. Let's see. Okay. Are you there, weaponized woman? There you go. Okay, now this number that you texted me, is this for your guest?
No, the one I just texted you is for the guest next time.
Oh, okay.
That guest is not available at this moment.
So, Vince is not available at this moment?
No, the other number I texted you for Vince should be available, but I know he's an operator, so sometimes reception is kind of tough, so that's... Probably, I'm guessing what happened.
Think he's somewhere where he can't get a phone call?
Yeah.
Can you keep on trying for us there, Mr. Producer, sir? Does he know that he was going to get a phone call from a 651 area code, Keita? Okay.
Yes, he does. But again, he may be in a place where it's challenging. Okay, imagine if you have to run 2 miles to get up to a mountain or something to take a phone call. He's probably in that kind of situation.
Well, that is a little bit of a stretch because I don't run anywhere anymore. I don't care what kind of call I'm getting. So, have you been doing any training this week?
I have. Actually, I just shot a match on Sunday.
Okay, how did you do?
I beat everyone in my division by 15%, which was kind of cool.
Does that mean you won your division?
I did. Well, I was kind of at an advantage because the stages that were designed were very, very challenging. And I'm like a fish in water when it's a challenging stage because they're very much like the stages I designed, where everyone else is looking at these stages going, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? So it was definitely an advantage for me. Feeling comfortable shooting challenging stages where everyone else felt like a fish out of water.
Would that be considered an unfair advantage, or is that just the nature of things and how long you've been doing it and that kind of thing?
It's just the nature of things. I mean, the club I shoot at here in Wisconsin is Holman Practical Shooter or Holman Rod and Gun. So the stages they designed there are very complicated, very challenging. So even though it's a club-level match, it's like taking stages from nationals or the world shoot and putting them in a club-level match.
Right.
So if you really want challenging stages and you don't want to go too far and you live in Wisconsin, that's the place to go.
I gotcha. Now, one thing I noticed in the Columbia class that you taught, now, do you set up all of those fields of fire yourself? That's your design, or is that...
I do.
Okay. So, is that something you have to do every class you go to? Because, I mean...
Yeah.
You know, I've seen pictures of you picking up lumber and wood and logs and all this other stuff. That's you making your field of fire?
Yes, and I never build the same stage twice, so I call them Kita stages. They're very, very challenging, and if you go to Instagram and put in hashtag Kita stage, you can find the stages I've built, and you can use them in your competitions.
Now, are these purely out of the brain of Kita?
Yes, they are.
Doesn't it seem odd talking about yourself in third person like this?
Kita stage, yes. So I make up the stages as I go because every single stage is different based on the bay I have available to me and the equipment I have available to me. So I literally make it up as I go, and then my students are trying to help me, and it's like, you can't help because I don't know what I'm doing until I've done it.
Right. Are these stages, are they even influenced by anything you've ever shot before, or is this just really just springing forth from the mind of you?
No, I just literally poop out stages. I just make them up.
Poop them out.
Yep, I poop out stages that are very, very challenging, like national and world shoot level stages, just kind of dump out of my brain. I dream in stages.
Gotcha. So, when you're teaching these fields of fire or anything, is this already, do you like walk up on the range and this is where you actually hatch the idea, or have you already thought of this before you walk up to the range, or how do these fields of fire come about?
So my technique is I use some sort of shape or letter of the alphabet or something. A lot of times I'll ask a student who has no idea what I'm doing, give me a letter of the alphabet, and then I will make some bastardized version of that letter. It's never a true letter of the alphabet. It fits the range that's available to me.
Right.
So I start with the fault line, and then I start putting walls in so it forces certain areas of the fault line, and then I put up targets.
I've often wondered about that. Well, not often, just since I saw you... I saw a picture of you. Now, when I drove up on Kita and her class in Columbia, the field of fire was already set up. But it did not occur to me that you had set it up until I started seeing you set up the next one, because then you guys are grabbing targets and moving all kinds of things and banging it and all this other stuff. How many times will you change the course during your class?
So I have one original stage on day one, and then we tear it all down. And on day two, we have another original stage. And I have literally never built the same stage twice.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing this 10 years.
Okay. Which is the most complicated letter to make a range out of?
Q.
Q.
So I built a Q stage in Australia. So the reason for that is because all they had available to me for fault line was this rope that they got from a shipyard. And I thought, well, with a rope, the easiest letter to make is going to be round. So I built a Q and put a wall with a port right in the middle of the Q, and targets that you shoot into the ground through the port. And then you shoot everything else on the move as you're moving around the queue to the left or to the right. And then you get to the top of the letter, and there's long-distance shooting.
Gotcha. Coming up on the first break, give out your website and your book, please, ma'am.
Website is www.180firearmstraining.com. The book is available on Amazon. It's Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. And we had plans for a guest, and he's having a flood, which is a new one. But this is the drama that is live radio. So Keita, who could actually be... Keita could be my guest booking. She could do my publicist stuff. She just has just so many people up the sleeves.
He's not really experiencing a flood. That's a code word.
I gotcha. So Keita has gone on and found another guest who I don't know who it is. So please, Keita, please introduce your guest.
Kimmy. Keita. This is Kimmy Hall. So Kimmy has actually taken my class. We were just talking about how I build stages and basically pull them out of my butt and make them up as I go. And Kimmy is very impressive because she's been shooting for less than a year, and she is a target slayer because she's so dedicated to her practice and her training. She is way above any level of shooter I've seen, only training for this small amount of time, and especially as a female, because honestly, most females just kind of ride on talent, but she is really pushing herself beyond that. It's very impressive. Well, so Kimmy, tell us a little bit about you and your journey.
Well, my husband and I decided that we were going to get our concealed carry license, so we just started shooting just at the local indoor range in the lane, practicing up to take the test. We did that. We really like shooting, so we kept doing it. And then one of the ROs that at a range we went to said, well, why don't you do GSSF, Glock? So we got Glocks, and we went to these little matches. They have indoor matches around here. We also went to some of the outdoor matches, and you still stand in one place, but you have more than one target to shoot at. So that was a little bit better. And then we decided, well, we've heard about other things, so maybe we can do some more, like, running gun. And so we... got
IDPA next?
Yeah, like IDPA and USPSA. So we actually started working with a local trainer at one of the ranges, and he got us involved in IDPA. So we did that for a little while, but, you know, we didn't really like all the stupid rules in the fishing vest.
Right.
So they happened to have, they would do indoor matches every Wednesday, but on the fifth Wednesday, they did a USPSA match. So when we did that, we were like, hey, this is fun. So we actually said, IDPA, nah, let's switch over. Let's do USPSA. So we started to do USPSA, and then we were like, okay, we really need help. We don't really know what we're doing. We really need help. So we kind of talked to some local people that were masters, and they kind of trained us. And then we started, well, maybe we should do some of the more renowned shooters. So we've done classes. We've done Steve Anderson. We've done J.J. Ricazza.
Just
last weekend we were with Max Michelle and shot the Texas Open on his team, and that was really, really, really fun. So we've just been, and then we went to your class, and then we also went to your advanced class, and oh my gosh, what a big help.
And you did Ben Steger as well. So you've taken a lot of...
Malin did. I haven't.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Malin did, but I haven't, so...
But you've taken a lot of high-level classes.
A lot of high-level classes, yes. Some of them for me were much better. Malin gets something out of all of them, but for me, most of them, I can pick up only little bits and pieces to apply.
Well, so. Yeah. Adult adult learning, everyone learns differently, and you have to be able to hang it on knowledge you already have.
Right. So they've all been fun, and I've enjoyed them all. Just, you know, a couple more than others. But now,
and I really think you would enjoy Tim Heron's class. I think that would be a game changer for you.
I will look into it some more. I've had a really, really good time with Max. I liked his teaching style. He's, you know, a great guy. And then, you know, learning all the movements and, you know, throw your gun and grunt and run and pump your arms and from your classes has been really a tremendous help. And I'm trying to incorporate all of that, too. So it's been fun.
You actually took the advanced class, which is very rare. So in my advanced class, you have to have taken the movement class as a prerequisite, or you have to be a grandmaster shooter. So it's very few people who have actually taken my advanced class. And the first stage of the day is a blind stage. So you get 30 seconds to look at it and come up with a plan. And it was a very, very challenging stage. So Bill was asking me about the stages that I built. Do you have any feedback or anything to say about the stages that you shot in my classes?
Your stages are really neat. I like the one where we ran around. We started with the barrel and ran around all the way around and did the circle. That was really cool. And that was also really helpful for a lot of the stages we did at Texas Open, where you had to start in the middle and decide which way you're going to go and how you're going to shoot the stage. And so that was, I really enjoyed that stage.
So that's a big thing for me with my stages. There have to be a lot of options. So you have to come up with a plan. But really the main point is it doesn't matter what your plan is. As long as you execute it well and play to your own strengths, which I think you did very well.
Let me get you to hold up right there, ladies, please. We're coming up on the break. Keita, what's the website?
180firearmstraining.com.
That's right. We'll talk about the book in just a little bit. And did you give Kimmy a book? Did you say that you like her better than Bill? Anyway, we'll be right back.
That's what I wrote in it.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are calling House Democrats' bill to make Washington, D.C. officially a state unconstitutional. Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not about voting rights. This is all about Democrats' desire to reshape the political balance.
So this is not about voting. This is about altering the makeup of the House and the Senate. This is a continuation of efforts by the Democrats to alter the way America operates.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says explicitly that the national capital would not be part of a state nor treated as a state. And the Department of Treasury and the IRS are announcing that the 2019 tax filing deadline will remain July 15th. Due to COVID-19, the original date from April 15th was pushed back to July. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Small Business Administration says they've received over $8 billion disaster relief loans from small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking before the House Small Business Committee, Associate Administrator for Disaster Assistance James Rivera says these are unprecedented loan numbers.
This agency has provided economic relief to over 6.8 million small businesses for over $147 billion.
Rivera outlined some of the steps the SBA is taking to deal with the high demand.
Currently, we're processing grants in less than 2 days. The pandemic and nationwide program has also required the agency to scale up our disaster staff, now totaling over 7,000 personnel.
Concerns over coronavirus are elevating across the country. On Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence said 12 states currently have both rising cases and positivity rates. Among those, Arizona, where the vice president is today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, which is it's not going the way it was planned, but it is going along, and Keita's, Keita's guest is Kimmy Hall. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, ladies, have at it, and I will be standing by.
So, Kimmy, you recently changed your grip. Can you tell me about that?
I did. I was having problems with recoil management, and I have probably the smallest hands of anyone who shoots a gun. So getting my hands wrapped around that gun where I can get my big finger on the trigger and have a good pull, but have the recoil management, I was just having issues. I couldn't do splits very quickly. Just because the gun would jump all around. So I asked specifically at your advanced class if you would work with me on my grip.
Uh-huh.
And you showed me where my finger on my support hand, my index finger joint needs to go, pushing up underneath the trigger guard, and where my support hand needs to fit in, butted against my firing hand to get that solid grip with someone with little bitty hands. And
you didn't like it at first.
I did not, and it took me a long time. In fact, this week I have sat here at my desk with my gun and my practice mag And I have, that's all I've done is just play with the grip. Point it at a spot on the wall and try to get where I'm pushing up under like you taught me. And it's finally becoming a little more natural. And I'm finally seeing that when I pull that trigger, the dot's not moving. So, and then trying to incorporate that particular grip from your draw was a big thing I needed to practice as well. And so I'm really, really, really focusing this week on just doing those things, not anything else. Put the gun belt on.
The draw, but also right after a reload.
I haven't even made it that far. I'm still doing just the basic. I want it burned into my brain where my hands need to be and where it's I know it's going to be a good trigger pull, and it's going to feel like this is where it's supposed to be. This is the natural position. So I've been just, I'll put the gun down, then I'll pick it up, and then I'll put the gun down, and then I'll pick it up, and I'll just roll into it, point it, and then also coming from a draw, trying to get it into the right position as I'm pushing out.
So during the class.
And floating my dot up.
Yes. So during the class, Kingy had her sights dead on the steel, but she was having trouble hitting it because her little hands were trying to wrap around the gun and were just too small for the way she was gripping the gun. She was obviously a man taught her how to grip the gun, and men just use the mass of their hands and their body. But for women, we have smaller hands and less mass behind the gun, so we have to count more on leverage and physics. So I could see that your sights were on the target, dead on, and you just couldn't hit it because you couldn't hang onto the gun with your little hands.
Right.
So at the end of class, I had you switch your grip to something you didn't like, and what happened?
The very first trigger pull, boom, the steel that was, 30 yards away, something like that, just immediately fell. Boom, fell.
So she went from hitting a steel, or not being able to hit a steel at, I don't know, 15, 20 yards. I think it was maybe 15 yards. She couldn't hit the steel, even though her sights were dead on it. It wasn't an aiming issue. It was a grip issue. Then after we changed her grip, she murdered all of the steel from 30 yards, and it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, that was very, very good. Then I just had to, it felt really, really, really weird. So that's why I've spent a lot of time just trying to get to where it doesn't feel weird anymore. It feels natural, and it's the way I'm supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, and so. I was like a giddy little 5-year-old when I saw what you were doing and I knew I could fix it. I was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. Just wait.
Yeah. So, I'm so glad.
You're going to love this.
I'm glad we had that talk, and now I'm trying to put it into play and make it subconscious.
Yeah, and that is a challenging grip to get from the draw. It is. So that the reason for that is because you have such a wide trigger guard. So if you have a narrow trigger guard, it's fine to grip it the way you were gripping it. But because the trigger guard is so wide on your gun, if you have your knuckle to one side or the other of the trigger guard, it's going to move the gun in that direction because you have a weight bias on one side of the trigger guard. So you have to center that knuckle on the trigger guard so it's not pushing to one side or the other. If you have small hands and a wide trigger guard.
Definitely makes sense.
So that's what she changed, and it was just amazing watching the change in her where she went from not being able to hit the steel to think, 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 think. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
What kind of a gun do you shoot, Kimmy? What kind of a gun do you shoot, just out of curiosity?
The SIG X5 Legion.
Okay.
With an SRO on it.
That sounds like that is a derivative of the P320, right?
Yes.
I like the P320. I've never tried any of the Legions for that, but I like the 320. Although, do you prefer striker-fired guns to hammer-fired guns?
Yes.
And you, Keita, prefer hammer-fired guns to striker-fired guns?
Sorry? Was that for me?
Yeah, you prefer hammer-fired to striker-fired. Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, I have bigger hands than Kimmy as well.
Wow. So Kimmy must really have little hands.
She does, yes. Well, I have long piano fingers, and she has tiny little lady hands. But yeah, imagine, you know, the Deadpool movie where he cuts off his hand and it grows back, and it's like this creepy little hand. That's what Kimmy's hands look like all the time.
In other words, they're creepy.
Don't, hey, no, listen.
They're proportionate to her body size. She's a tiny little lady.
Listen, listen, Kimmy, she signed a book. Now she signs a book the same way all the time. But her book is always signed, I Like You Better Than Bill Now.
And I don't care if you even know who Bill is. It's just going to say that.
Yeah, it's just going to say that. So she's talking about me when she's talking about that, even though nobody else is going to know that or may not know that. I meant to tell you that I had the guy from Gunsitters on the show last night.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It's a remarkable story. It's a remarkable story. We're about to head into the break. Give me the website.
It is 180firearmstraining.com.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Kimmy Hall, and this is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get help. Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Kimmy Hall, who has been on her own little voyages. How long have you been shooting, Kimmy?
USPSA, a little over a year.
And when you started with GSSF?
That was probably a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, something like that.
So not a no. long time.
No.
How do you do you live somewhere where you can carry a gun concealed?
Oh yes, Texas.
Yeah. And what do you carry for your concealed weapon?
I have an M&P shield.
I think in that particular niche of guns, that is the best one.
I like it.
I mean, it's just the best one. I mean, it was first, but they got it right the first time. I mean, when that gun came out, that was the best M&P trigger there was until they came out with the 2.0.
Yeah. Well, we even took it to the range the other day just to fire off a few shots, and we're dead on with it, so we're good to go.
Keita, please, if you would, I just had a few questions asked just because you hadn't asked them. So you go on ahead, and I'm going to be sitting back here just monitoring things.
Just sit down, Bill. Girl talk time. So, Kimmy. Yes. Tell me a little more about how the classes you've taken, a lot of classes, how have they helped you, and what do you do for your training that's gotten you so far in such a short time? I guess the biggest thing I've learned in the classes is shooting on the move. So I do work on that a lot. But yeah, the movement and shooting on the move, position, entry, and exit is one of the things that I've focused on, just to try to shoot sooner, to get through a stage sooner. So that's probably the biggest thing, the biggest for all of the classes was shooting on the move.
Okay.
So movement is such a big part of USPSA. You know, you need to shoot, and then you need to get to where you're going next. So that's been
eliminate
a big
dead time.
Yeah, I used to just kind of like you know, prance over to the next spot or post up and shoot. But now I can haul over to the next spot and then I can, you know, get low and shoot on the move if I need to. So
you're much more aggressive now.
Much more. So, I still have a way to go. I'm still not quite as aggressive as I want to be, but it's getting there.
So what advice would you have for any ladies who might be listening or maybe some gentlemen who have wives who want to get into shooting? Do you have any advice you'd like to share?
Do it. Just get a belt, get your mags, go out there, have fun, do it. And then do take some lessons from people who can teach you. And, you know, if your wife has little bitty hands, call Keita.
So how did you, but you found very reputable instructors, and a lot of people, I think, don't even know where to start, where to look. How did you find such reputable instructors from the get-go?
Talking to the other people that are on the squads, you know, that you shoot with.
At the shooting range.
Yeah, and, you know, at the local matches, ask, who do you like? Who do you train with? Who's a good person? And you'll hear. They'll tell you all the best ones. So whether they're best locally or whether they're, you know, the big national names, they'll let you know which ones are the best to train with and worth your time. To go do.
Okay.
And then when you're hooked up in the shooting community, they'll tell you all about, this person's got a class. Okay, we want to go take that class. Or, you know, they're hosting Keita, or they're hosting Steve Anderson or someone, bringing them in to put on the class. And then that way you'll know about it. You can also, follow all your favorite shooters on Facebook and Instagram, and they post a lot of stuff, and you can find out about classes, go to their websites. But we started just by asking around.
Okay.
Asking our fellow shooters at the local matches.
So what do you do in a typical practice session?
Depends on what we're working on. I like to do a lot of the Steve Anderson 12 drills.
Yes.
The presentation drills and the six reload sixes. And then we do a lot of movement drills. So we've done a lot of the go stop drills forward and backward, as well as laterally. Transition drills. Just different kind of movement. Here lately, I've really been focusing on the doubles drills to get my grip improved and consistent. And I think that's always a good one to do.
Yeah, and Steve Anderson has 3 books out. So if you're looking for drills to do, definitely look up Steve Anderson's books. They're available on Amazon. He has really great material. And if you have a chance to take this class, definitely do that.
So, yeah, we took the first, his standard class and also his advanced class, and got a lot out of it. So it was really good.
What Steve does, now Steve is a true coach, and what he does that's different is he teaches you how to train, how to dry fire practice. And if you don't know what dry fire is, that's when you have dummy rounds. It's ammunition that has the weight of the round, but there's no primer and no gunpowder, so that your magazines have the weight that you would expect them to have. So if you practice a reload, it's going to feel how it should. And then you're not firing live rounds. You're just in your house aiming at targets. And he has all these great drills with par times and things like that that you can practice in dry fire. If you're looking for movement drills where you're moving around and shooting, that would be my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, also available on Amazon. But Steve has some really great drills, so definitely look up Steve Anderson, check out his book. Lots of good stuff in there.
So, and And we even do like the some of the agility training. So we have a, an agility ladder, and we'll put that on the ground and do some back and forth. From your class, we've got a weighted vest, and we run back and forth across the backyard with it on and dry fire with it on, holding a weight, doing the transition like you had had.
Yeah, resistance training.
Resistance training.
I mean, it's a shooting sport, right? And every sport on the planet uses resistance, and so do the shooting sports. So resistance training is huge in the shooting sport to have a competitive advantage.
And the other thing that we do is that we pretty much record everything, whether it's training practice, dry fire practice, live fire practice, matches. We record pretty much everything so we can go back and look at it and analyze it, which Malin is an expert at.
Yeah, so
he looks at it and tells me.
Well, the thing is, when you're shooting, time seems to dilate. So you feel like you're really slow when you're actually really fast, or you feel like you were really fast when you were actually really slow. So having that video put that into perspective, and you're also able to observe yourself in the third person, so it's easier to pick out things that you're doing wrong that you don't know you were doing wrong while you were doing it, to go back and look and then say, I need to work on that.
And that's going to have to be the end of that, Kita. You have run out of time.
All right.
Kimmy, thank you very much for joining us on such short notice.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Kita, of course, give out the website one more good time.
180firearmstraining.com.
There you go. Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey. Thanks for joining us, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Coming up next, hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.